Nathan, now in your second season, skippering the Sabres after being at Urbana before that. I remember the issue last year was not a lot of guys on the roster. How is it looking this year?
Well, things are a lot better. Not only did we, you know, have a small roster last year, 22 guys, we got a pretty late start. I was hired around Memorial Day. So this year we're feeling a lot better. You know, we had a full offseason to plan, and our numbers are up to 39 players and up to 40 with our equipment manager, Jake.
And forgive me for mentioning this, 1-8 last year. What sense do you have that things will be different this year?
Well, I think the difference is last year we didn't have a single senior in the program. You know, we just had a bunch of young men. We actually started two or three freshmen. You know, so this year, you know, these guys are battle-hardened. They've got a year under the belt. The staff has come together, and everything just has a much better feel this year.
Your quarterback, Bryson Lee, is returning as a second-year quarterback. How important is that?
You know, obviously he's a very athletic player. You know, he makes a lot of dynamic plays, both on the offensive side and defensive side of the ball. But his leadership, you know, has really improved, and we really feel strongly that he's going to help lead us this year.
We're talking with Nathan Watson. He's the head coach at the high school, St. Thomas More. He is in his second season leading the Sabres. I mentioned this to your counterpart over at Rantoul as well. Do you ever feel a little bit like you might be a team in the Big Ten East where you, no matter how much you improve, you still got to go play your Unities and your St. Joe's and your BCC's, the teams that are historically really strong programs? What's the conversation like amongst your team about your schedule, if you talk about it at all?
You know, honestly, we really don't talk about it. You know, what do they say? Comparison steals your joy, you know, so we don't talk about it. We focus on ourselves. We focus on coming together as a team and just getting better every single day.
You have a unique opportunity to play under the lights at Memorial Stadium as a regular season game against Rantoul. Do you talk about that game? Or how much are you looking forward to it?
Oh, I'm looking forward to it a lot. Actually, when I was the defensive coordinator at Champaign Central, we got to play Normal West there. So this is my second game, and it's just a fun opportunity. It's good for the players and the fans, and it's just a fun experience.
Do the guys get really amped up for it?
You know, I think our one of the advantages our class has this year, because we have a lot of seniors, is we just, you know, we try and approach every game the same. Now, you know, they are teenagers, so I'm sure they will be a little more amped up, but it's not something we emphasize.
You mentioned the numbers are up last year because of the numbers. It necessitated guys playing both sides of the ball all the time, which is not uncommon in high school anyway. If you could have it the way you wanted, are you going to try to keep guys more dedicated to one side?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I always think it's better. You know, my coach in high school was Bill Munkin from Charles High School, and he tried to get as many people involved as possible. So we're going to try and keep as many one side of the ball players as possible. But, you know, a player like Bryson Lee, you know, maybe we get him a quick breather, but he's a good athlete. He needs to get on the field, and we have other players like that as well.
And not to shortchange anybody, but of the guys that are standing out right now, who sticks out in your mind as we're admittedly a week and a half out from opening kick yet? Who are going to be some of the dynamic guys on the field?
Well, just like I said, some of our seniors, Chad Kelton was a leading receiver for us last year. We expect him to make even more plays this year. John Gibas, he's a senior lineman for us. He led the team in tackles for a loss. Trevor Hummel, who just got a scholarship offer from Cornell University. He's kind of quiet, but he's one of the kids that played. He never came off the field last year. He's a pretty good player. We expect him to do great things this year as a senior.
Coach Nathan Watson from the High School of St. Thomas More, appreciate just a few minutes of your time here to preview the 2018 season. We'll talk to you again down the line.
Sounds good.